Well, good morning.
Good morning.
It's so good to see all of you. We are glad that you are with us here on this 22nd Sunday after Pentecost. And we're glad that you're here in the presence of the Lord to worship together and to experience God's grace. A little bit later on, we are going to take a few moments to honor and remember our veterans. And I have a little litany that we'll be praying through there. And then a little bit later on, as we continue reflecting on this month of Thanksgiving through November, we're going to be talking a little bit about thankful for God's presence in our lives. And we want to welcome those that may be tuning in and listening online later this week. So let's stand together and join and sing our Gloria Patria.
World without end, amen.
let's join together there for our call to worship in the bulletin. Inhale the wonder of God's presence.
Peace is the gift of the presence of God.
Serenity is a treasure of God's Spirit. Now exhale all that resists the grace of God.
We give thanks for all that comes from God's hand.
Well, let's join together there. You can turn in your hymn books or follow along on the PowerPoint. Now we thank all our God this morning. 333. Now thank we all our God with hearts and hands and voices, who wondrous things hath done, in whom his world rejoices, who from our mother's arms has blessed us all. Let's join together there for our opening prayer this morning. O Heavenly Father, even as chaotic winds blow and the ground beneath us quakes, you firmly hold us in your hands. As the world around us rattles, still our fear. Lift us during this time of worship and calm us during moments of uncertainty. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. The hymn that we just sang, and we don't sing it very often, a lot of times during the Thanksgiving season, but that hymn that we sang just a few moments ago is packed full of theology and understanding of God and who God is and what God does in our lives. And that's why I like that so much that we sang that. Even when the world around us is shaking, God is solid ground that we can hang on to. Well, we want to take a few moments and we want to honor our veterans this morning and have a chance to acknowledge those that are here today, but also those that serve across our nation and around the world, those that are no longer with us. And I have a litany that we're going to go to, which is kind of like our call to worship. It's on the PowerPoint this morning. And yours will be the darker underlined italics words there this morning. Let's join together for this. Today we remember all those who have served in our country's armed forces to preserve those freedoms. For the men and women who serve in the Air Force, Army, Navy, Marine Corps, and Coast Guard,
we ask for your blessing.
For the families' members who have made sacrifices for our service members at home and around the world.
We ask for your blessing.
For the families who grieve the death of a member who went into harm's way, never to return.
We ask for your grace.
For all those veterans who have been willing to lay down their lives for us,
we ask for your blessing.
For the veterans of the past wars who bear scars in their bodies and spirits,
we ask for your grace.
We want to stop there for a moment, and we want to have everybody that happens to be here today, if you are a veteran, if you served, even with it was for a couple years, or for a long time, or during a war, or whatever it may be, we want to ask if you would stand this morning, and we want to take a moment to acknowledge those that are with us today. So would you do that? Is there anybody here? I'm trying to remember. I know there's a couple. Yes. Thank you. You can go ahead and be seated. I won't hold them as long like sometimes I do. I want to invite you to pray with me, if you would. Loving God, the framers of our Declaration of Independence put forth that we have been endowed with inalienable rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. We thank you today for our veterans that are here, and all those across our nation and that are serving around the world who have served to give us those freedoms and to keep those freedoms. Keep all of our veterans in your care today. Grant them the peace they sought to preserve for others. As we honor them today, we also pray for peace. Teach all your people the ways of peace, that those who have sacrificed so much for peace and freedom will not have done so in vain. We pray all of these things in the name of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. And all God's people said,
amen.
Amen. Yes. I'm going to invite our kids to come forward, if they would, this morning. Precious. When I think of that word, I don't know why, I think of a little baby. Now, I'm not saying you're all babies. You know, take it the wrong way. You're not. You're all growing up so fast before my eyes. But every one of you are precious, loved by God, and that never goes away. And because of that, God cares about us deeply and loves us deeply. Now, I say that a lot, Noah. I almost tell you that every week how much God loves you. But just think about that. That you, every time God looks at you, you're the most special thing that God has in this world. And Jesus told us this way. God watches out for the sparrows that fall. God watches out for the lilies that are waving back and forth in the fields, or gardens, or flower beds. But then Jesus said, if God cares about those things, how much more does God care about us? Because we're God's children. So don't ever forget that. You are the apple of God's eye. Okay, you can head down. Yeah, I know one day I'm going to have to sit on a chair, won't I? Or I can do like I used when I had my back issues. I sat right there on the pew and they all came over and gathered around me there. Well, this morning as they are heading down, we want to go to the Lord in prayer. And maybe you have a joy or concern that you would like to share with us this morning. And we want to give you a chance to do that. So who would like to begin? Really?
Yes. And then Pam Schaus.
What was the last?
Pam Schaus.
S-H-O-U-S-C.
Okay. So we want to remember the Flora family with the loss of that loved one. And then for Pam. And we want to remember her in our prayers. Somebody else? Yep. Okay, so we want to remember Michelle.
And Unspoken, please.
And, Unspoken, okay. So we want to remember Michelle, who's in ICU. Something going on there, yeah.
Unspoken.
Okay. Somebody else?
Unspoken.
Okay. Others, yep.
Buchanan family, Marvin passed away, and his family.
Yeah, the... He was Jody's dad's cousin, right? Yeah. Jody was just telling me about that yesterday or Friday. Yeah.
Oh. Joy, our daughter and son-in-law finally moved home next door to us.
Yep, they're in Harry's old house. Yes, yeah. I cut through that way because you told me a few Sundays ago they're coming home soon. And I saw the camper and I'm like, oh, they made it home. Okay. Because she's a traveling nurse and they've been in the Carolinas and yeah. So they've been all over the place, but I think a lot of this year was in the Carolinas, but yeah. Somebody else. Yeah.
Greg Baker.
What was the first one?
Greg Baker.
Greger, yes. Thank you for mentioning him. Linda had contacted me. I don't know all the details. I just know that he's going through the same thing because he's got an infection in his knee. I don't know if he's just allergic to that metal or what, because he just had that knee replacement. But she said, I don't know all the details yet, but she said, we're going to be finding out more. And, so we definitely want to keep him in our prayers and pray that they'll have some wisdom and guidance to be able to do. I don't know what they'll, you know, what that outcome will be, but yeah. Somebody else, yes.
I have two. One, G. Kamal. She was in the emergency room yesterday with breathing problems. And the second one is traffic emergency for my grandson, Mike Till. He and a friend are headed for New Jersey to a meeting for the Marine Corps. The Marines are 250 years old this year, so they're going up there for
Yeah, I'm sure there's going to be a lot going on here in the next months about that whole thing. Did you say Jean had issues with her knee?
No, breathing.
Oh, breathing. Okay, that makes sense. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, and that's one of the main reasons she's on our monthly is because of that we have her on there. Yeah.
I have two joys. I think it's very fitting that it's Veterans Day and they're going to have a service soon. My brother-in-law's uncle was killed in combat and lost, didn't know where he was. And about 2 or 3 months ago, the U.S. Army came to his mother's house and asked for a DNA sample. And they were able to locate her brother's remains, my brother-in-law's uncle's remains, and he is coming home after 76 years.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. You talk to Dale, which is Jody's sister's husband, who's the nephew. He gets emotional every time. Was he in Korea? I can't remember which war he was in, but anyways, yeah. I don't think that's been, has that been 70 some years? I don't know. Anyways, I can't remember. They were, I think it may be, yeah. But yeah, his remains were, they couldn't find him. Yeah. So that's good news. Go ahead.
My other joy is that my sister came through surgery on Wednesday. They had to replace her port. Surgery went well. She was awake for all of it. And then she was even able to have a treatment on Friday. So.
Yeah. All right. Good. Somebody else? Joys or concerns?
Of
them there. I know about the daughter in the crash, but all the rest around that was confusing to me. I don't know who the daughter is. Was she okay? And I know we've been praying for Bretta, yeah. And okay. So Lou Ann, Phyllis, she mentioned Phyllis. Phyllis came home. Many of you didn't know this. I didn't know it till somebody had let me know that Phyllis Wolford fell a few weeks ago and broke her hip or something. And she was in the hospital for a week or two. I saw her at the hospital. she was in good spirits. She was kind of funny. She said, if I say anything, it's the pain meds. And then she was in Kester, and I went over to see her and found out they're having issues with COVID in there. So I stayed out. But she's come home, I believe, now. Because she, at least I think, because she had said, Rhea had said she was scheduled to come home here a few days ago. So I'm assuming that she did. And so we want to remember her praying for healing. Georgia Bretta, Brenda, this is different Brenda that's having surgery. Brenda, our Brenda here, who's been going through the chemo treatments, and thank you for sharing that. I didn't know her was her last one, but yeah, we understand that whole thing about week and everything that goes with that. And then Robin. So, wow. Somebody else? Anybody else? Yeah.
Have a fellow horseshoe pitcher that's pitched with us for several years. He lives in Dayton, actually, and he's actually the vice president of our horseshoe club. His name is Doug Stenner, and he's been in the Cleveland Clinic for the last 3 weeks.
Okay.
And evidently it's some kind of virus because he indicated they were had taken the tube out that was getting fluid out of his lungs. So.
Okay.
It sounds pretty serious to me.
Yeah, it does. And we'll definitely want to lift up Doug this morning then. Somebody else? Anybody else? Oh, okay. There's lots of them there. My page is almost completely filled. So help out when you're praying. If some of these names come to your mind, even if you don't know the details, just lift up those names to the Lord. And then if you need to pray for some things for you, you're welcome to do that because that's why we're here. God's grace is available to all of us, whatever we're facing in life. And then I'll come and close us out. Gracious God, as we pause today, we are thankful that we are in your hands and that whatever we face in life, you are there with us and you keep us. And Lord, we're thinking about that whole idea for those so many that were mentioned today that are in need. And Lord, somehow, some way, let them know that you or that they are in the palm of your hands today, Lord. Lord, we lift up the various ones that have been mentioned today. Lord, we lift up Pam and Michelle and Greg and Jim and Georgia and Bretta and Brenda and Robin today. We lift up Phyllis, Lord, and Brenda, and Luann, and Sue, and Doug. Each one of these names that have been mentioned today, God, we lift them up to you. We ask for your healing touch, your healing grace. Those that are going in for surgery, we ask that you will guide and direct and bring them through that and mend it and whole and a good and speedy recovery, God. Lord, those that need your healing touch today, and some of them and serious with the ones that are in ICU in the Cleveland Clinic there. And Lord, we just ask that you would touch each one of them with your special grace today. Lord, we lift up the Buchanan and the Flora families today. with the loss of those loved ones. We ask for your comfort, your peace, and your grace. We lift up the three unspoken needs today. Lord, we ask that you administer in each one of those situations as you know what's going on in those situations. And Lord, we pray today, if anyone under the sound of my voice, whether it's here in this place or listening online this week, Lord, is facing something in their life and they need encouragement and they need strength and they need your grace, God, we just ask that you would just minister to them and give them what they need. Lord, you said that you would supply all of our needs according to your riches and glory through Jesus Christ. And so we ask that you would do that today for anyone that is here today that needs that. Lord, we ask your blessing upon the rest of this service. May as we break the bread of your word today, let it speak to us and encourage us and strengthen us for the journeys ahead. And we're so grateful for all of that. We continue to lift up our nation. We continue to lift up places around the world. We pray for peace. We pray for ceasing of conflicts. We pray for restoration and wholeness. And Lord, we just ask that you would just guide in all of those situations and work on leaders' hearts and help them to do the just thing, the merciful thing, the right thing, oh God, and to walk humbly with God. And we thank you for all of those things today as we ask all of these in the name of Jesus, our Savior, the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Incline thine ear to us and grant us thy peace. Thank you for praying with us this morning. Well, we have the opportunity to worship the Lord with our giving. And again, thank you for your faithfulness. And so as our ushers come this morning, God bless you as you give today. Let's join together there for our prayer of dedication in the bulletin. With gratitude, we celebrate the blessings you provide and dedicate them to nurture your church and world. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. Well, our scripture reading is coming from our lectionary psalm for today. One of them, there's really two of them, and I chose one of them to work from this week. And Psalm 17, and we're going to be reading verses 1 through 9. Lord, hear a just cause. Pay attention to my cry. Listen to my prayer from lips free of deceit. Let my vindication come from you, for you see what is right. You have tested my heart and you have examined me at night. You have tried me and found nothing evil. I have determined that my mouth will not sin. My steps are on your paths. My feet have not slipped. I call on you, God, because you will answer me. Listen closely to me. Hear what I say. Display the wonders of your unfailing love, Savior of all who seek refuge from adversaries at your right hand. Keep me as the pupil of your eye. Hide me in the shadow of your wings from those who treat me violently, my deadly enemies who surround me. That is God's word for us this morning. And I want to ask God's blessing upon the reading of the word today, and that the Spirit would give us ears to hear what God wants to say to us this morning. Amen and amen. Well, it was during Halloween time, and a man was walking down the street, and he passes a house and notices a young kid trying to reach up to the doorbell at a house. And no matter how much that little guy stretched up there, he just couldn't reach it and ring that doorbell. Well, the man calls out and says, "Hey, wait a minute, let me get that for you." So he steps up on the porch and rings the doorbell for that young tyke. And the little boy says, "Thanks, mister. Now let's run." I bet you there's some of you here today that did that when you were a kid, didn't you? Bugging the neighbors or whoever it was. Thankful for God's presence. Feelings of anger, anxiety, frustration, and fear often threaten to overwhelm our faith. You can sense, and if we would have kept reading the rest of the whole psalm, you can sense a lot of emotions that are driving the psalmist's words in our reading today. In fact, as one commentator said, a pattern emerges. It goes like this. See if this sounds familiar. Prayer, problem. Prayer, problem. Prayer, problem. Prayer, confidence. Does that sound familiar to you? Does that seem like sometimes life is like that? And the psalmist's trials are intense as you read through it, especially as you continue on through the rest of the psalm. Yet in the midst of the trials, the psalmist keeps walking, keeps talking to God, keeps trusting in the Lord along the way. This psalm is very special to me. I think I shared this maybe years ago with you. I'm trying to remember. I might have shared it with one of the other churches I pastored, because it contains some of the words of a chorus that I learned as a teenager. And the chorus goes like this. Keep me, Jesus, as the apple of my eye. Hide me under the shadow of thy wing. Keep thy hand upon me lest I die. Oh, keep me, Jesus, as the apple of mine eye. And I can remember that song very clearly, even to this day, some, 40 some years later. And I'm grateful as I think about that. What an image. What an image. As we enter this season of Thanksgiving, I am thankful and grateful for God's continuing presence in my life. I can't imagine life without God. And the psalmist, this psalm reminds me of whom we can turn to in good or bad times, because we have so much to be thankful for. And obviously the psalmist shares a few, and I'm going to talk to you about two of them that I want you to see this morning and see how they relate to our lives today. The first one is thankful we are heard. Thankful we are heard. Have you ever felt unheard? I know sometimes we can be so busy in life with things that sometimes people are trying to talk to us, or we're trying to talk to somebody, and they just either don't hear us or their mind is elsewhere. We all face that. We probably all experience it. We probably all have done it to somebody else. But as I was thinking about that, I want to remind us today to be thankful that we can cry out to God. And it's interesting that this word cry here can mean a lot of different things. It can literally mean to cry with tears, but it also can mean voicing our thanks, our praise, our prayers, all aspects. In fact, Psalm 17 begins with a cry of distress, as we saw at the beginning there and read, an urgent plea the psalmist gives to God. Pay attention to me. Listen, Lord. Help me and what I'm facing. And the Psalms reminds us to be thankful, for we can bring our concerns and cares to our Heavenly Father. Jesus taught us to bring our worries, our anxieties, and our concerns to God, because God cares for the lilies of the field and the birds of the air. And as I was sharing with the kids, how much more does God care for us? Hold on to that. We need that. We need to be reminded of that, especially when we go through difficult times in life. And not only that, being thankful that we're able to do that and God is always listening, but to be hopeful when we offer our pleas to God. The psalmist is hopeful in spite, and you got to read the latter end of the psalm, in spite of being falsely accused. Hopeful because God sees what's right. Sometimes when people say things about us or accuse us of something, and we're like, whoa, wait a minute. I don't even know what you're talking about. I didn't have anything to do with that. I'm sorry. I mean, you know, he was hopeful, he or she was hopeful, because the psalmist believes that God sees what is right in life's trials. It's interesting that the psalmist alludes a little bit to those trials as like refining gold. How do we get the gold that's in our rings or our necklaces or bracelets or whatever else you want to say? How do we know that? How do we know that gold is good? Because it's purified. What do they do to it? They heat it up. And what happens? All the impurities in that gold as it's being fired up comes to the top. And then what do they do with it? Skim it off. Skim off the impurities. And the scriptures talk about, especially in the Psalms, where God uses the trials we go to skim the stuff off of us. We face tests that bring to the surface areas that need to be refined. And the psalmist in the midst of all that says, show me the wonder of your unfailing love. Extend your love, grace, and mercy to me when I'm going through hard times like that. When I'm facing those kind of trials, I need your help. And this morning, as we're into this season of Thanksgiving, I am thankful today that we are heard and we can be hopeful even in the midst of trials. Second thing that the psalmist talks about is thankful for God's love. And this is kind of brought out in two ways because the psalmist uses two images here. Two images that reminds us that we, as I was sharing with the kids, we are dearly loved by God. First of all, as the kids, this is the point I was really working with the kids on, is we are precious in God's sight. The apple of your eye. Keep me. Guard me. Protect me. All these aspects there as the apple of your eye. You know, no part of the body is more precious, more tender, more carefully guarded than the pupil of the eye. In fact, the Hebrew phrase that's used in the Old Testament is literally the daughter of the eye. Wait a minute, why would they say that? Why would they use the expression the daughter of your eye? Well, I would assume that every one of our dads that are here today and moms who have daughters, they are very precious to you. And that's the idea there. And I want you to see that, how important that is. And in Deuteronomy, God called Israel the apple of God's eye. Do you know you're the apple of God's eye? Do you know you are precious in God's sight? Don't ever lose sight of that. Because you know what can happen in life? People can put us down. People can call us other things. Things that we can't repeat. People can say stuff about us. And we can either choose to believe that or not. Life can weigh us down. And we need to remind ourselves that we are precious in God's sight. Don't ever lose sight of that. Watch over and keep us as you did for Israel, O God. And then the other part of that is we are under the shelter of God's affection. Literally, the psalmist says, under the shadow of your wing. In other words, we're hidden under God. We're hidden from the elements of life and under God's wing, just like a mother eagle hides her eaglets under her wings. This imagery is very feminine. It's mother-like. That God is mother-like in that we can hide under God's wings and know that God cares for us and keeps us. We are hidden there. And today, I think we all should be thankful for God's love. Now, maybe you're facing a difficult situation today. Maybe your trials seem overwhelming today. I don't know where you're at or what you're facing. And maybe along the way, in the midst of that, you have forgotten, or maybe you just didn't know, that you are the apple of God's eye. You are sheltered in God's love. We have so much to be thankful for. Keep me, Jesus, as the apple of thine eye. Hide me under the shadow of your wing. Keep thy hand upon me, lest I die. Keep me, Jesus, as the apple of thine eye. Thankful for God's presence today. Amen. Amen. Well, if you can get up and move around, you can shake a few hands. Maybe tell somebody, tell somebody this. I'm so glad that you are the apple of God's eye. Tell them that. Then shake some hands, and then you can chatter a little bit about other things. Yeah. close out 519. Sing a little bit about God's faithfulness in our lives this morning.
Is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father, there is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassions, they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever will be. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness, morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Summer and winter and springtime and harvest, sun, moon, and stars in their courses above, join with all nature in manifold witness to thy great faithfulness, mercy, and love. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness, morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Pardon for sin and a peace that endureth, thine own dear presence to cheer and to guide, strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. Blessings all mine with 10,000 beside. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness, morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me.
Aren't you glad today? God is so faithful. Let's join together for our benediction. Go forth with God's presence surrounding us.
We are grateful for God's unfailing presence with us.
May we be strong, courageous, and steadfast in God. May God's Spirit bring us peace now and always. Amen.